Good morning, and what is your name, ma'am?
Erica Lynn Rodriguez.
And what is your ADC number, ma'am?
251-136.
Ms. Rodriguez, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on October the 30th of this year. Do you remember that notification, ma'am?
I sure do.
And on that notification, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning?
Absolutely.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, to my extreme left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my right is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Roadhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair this morning. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is the Honorable Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. May I ask you, Ms. Rodriguez and Mr. Osborne, a question? Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Absolutely, yes.
I do, sir.
Thank you. As I indicated, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2345 North Claycroft Road, number 207 in Tucson, on or about April 19, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stranger from supervision. Ma'am, is that true or false?
It is true.
Thank you so very much. Based upon the admission of Ms. Rodriguez, I move to find that she's in violation of the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Do you understand?
I do.
And but before we go further, we're going to receive some testimony from the Department of Corrections. And that will, and once we receive that, then we'll come back and we will have a discussion with you. Mr. Osborne, sir, would you be kind enough to provide us with that testimony on Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir. Ms. Rodriguez was released from DOC custody on April 14th of 2017. She was arrested on October 10th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department under Scott Moore status and was returned back to our custody on October 11th of 2017. With 174 absconds, with a community supervision end date of January 31st of 2018. Current conviction, 2017, theft of credit cards obtained fraud, 9 months. Prior conviction, 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. She's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no FGG or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2011. TIS completion, 3 months. She has a moderate disciplinary history. And she has a community risk score of G1, B1.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. And now, Ms. Rodriguez, let's have a discussion with you at this time. I'm just going over a few notes that we received from the Department of Correction in your case supervision summary, among other things. As I've already stated, when you were released, you were approved to stay at 2345 North Craft Road in Tucson. I believe that was your mother's address, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
And how long did you stay at that residence, ma'am?
I stayed there I really don't remember. I stayed there right before the parole officer came to visit. I was just testing my mother a lot, it seemed. So the best thing for me to do was to relocate myself at that time. It wasn't exactly my plan, but that's what happened, and you know.
And where did you relocate after you left that address, ma'am?
I went to a friend's home.
Did you tell your parole officer that you was going to a friend's home to live, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was wrong. I knew it was the wrong thing to do, but I felt I had no choice. There's no excuse.
Yes, ma'am. That happens sometimes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I also take note that you were not employed due to your, that you was designated as SMI, therefore you didn't have any employment, which we do understand, and then you were referred to the Quebec for your SMI service. Did you complete that program there at Quebec, or did you, what did you do there? What happened?
I went, but they don't put meds, they never put meds, like give me meds. So I'm not sure how I, if it's complete or not. I don't take meds, so I don't know, but I do go to Kodak. So
you're saying you do not take meds at all? You don't take any medication
never.
At all?
No, not even here. Oh. I don't take meds, no.
And how are you functioning without taking meds? You're doing fine now? Is everything moving normal in your opinion at this time as it relates to you, ma'am?
Absolutely. As far, yeah, I found that taking like a lot of psychotropic meds, they depress me. So I go every month and they make sure that like I'm not suicidal or not anything like that. And that's about it. You know?
Okay, well, I do understand. That's your right not to take meds if you don't feel that they'll happen. I do take note that you were assigned the color code gray for task purposes, and that on April 24th that there was no sample provided, and then on April 25th, the very next day, the sample was rejected as you was observing using a device to supply sample. What kind of device were you using there to affect the results of your UA, ma'am? What was going on there?
It was a pill bottle.
Okay, what was in the pill bottle? Why did they feel that something was not right so that they couldn't accept it, ma'am?
Absolutely, sir. It was clean urine.
Oh.
I was dirty. I would have tested dirty.
So what would you been
for marijuana?
Marijuana. How long you been
yeah.
using? How long had you been using marijuana, ma'am?
I think I had been using marijuana my entire life.
Oh.
Been using marijuana. Yeah. It's not my drug of choice, but it's the drug that I had chosen at the time.
Now what is your drug of choice, ma'am?
Speed, sir. Methamphetamine.
When the last time you used the methamphetamine?
The last time I used methamphetamine was pre-prison time when I court the sentencing.
Okay, well.
So I say probably I came in, I don't even remember when I came in for the sentencing. Maybe in, I have no idea, sir. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this, since you say you don't use medication, but you admit that your drug of choice is meth, do you use meth as a substitute, methamphetamine as a substitute for other medication, or you just use methamphetamine for the sake of using it?
I really don't know. I don't know because I haven't always been a drug addict, you know, so I know that when I was on medication before I was court ordered and I did a lot better. I did a lot better, but I mean, I'm not an expert, you know, I just know I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. You're not sure. So let me just ask one or two more questions now. According to information that was provided by the Department of Corrections, when you were out after you left your mother's house, you absconded for 174 days. So what were you doing those 174 days? You say you went to a friend's house, or you worked, or you say you were not working. So what were you doing every day?
I was doing absolutely nothing good at all. Nothing. The only thing that I say that I did good out of all that was once in a while I would stop in and bring my children food. But other than that, I just ran around doing lost
So who's responsible for your kids at this time?
My mother is.
Okay.
Well, they're already teenagers, though.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
But yeah, they're 16 years old, but they both have celiac disease, so they're not able to eat regular food. So to bring it to the children that age food is, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you did stop by from time to time and provided them with some food. That shows that you were interested as a mother. Let me just ask one final question, then I'll go to other board members.
Okay.
Whether we let you out now, whether you get out in February, what are your plans? What do you plan to do, ma'am?
What do I plan to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Draw? I plan to draw. Yeah.
Draw what?
I draw portraits.
Oh.
I learned, here in prison, I do such amazing work.
Okay, we wish you well, and maybe we'll see you out on the streets or somewhere sometime, and we'll get our portraits drawn. So since you are a real professional at drawing portraits, yes, ma'am.
I'm amazing.
At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. Questions, board members, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse has questions for you.
Thank you, Dr.
Hi,
Ray.
Your Honor.
Hi, Ms. Rodriguez, when the Tucson police arrested you, what was happening right then? Why did they see you?
I guess the car that we were, I was with a friend, and I guess we pulled over at the car wash, and she walked away, and I was sitting in the passenger side, but when they came up to the window, they asked me who I was, I told them who I was, and I don't know what happened to the girl. I have no idea what happened to her, but what I was doing was we had stopped to see if she wanted to see if she could sell some makeup that she had there, and that's what we were doing there. But the question was, did I answer the question?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now the other one, Mr. Kawanis, has questions for you.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chairman. Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
Just a follow-up question, because I know our board chairman asked a similar question, but you say you don't take meds for your condition, and we live in an age where people are prescribed marijuana medically. Do you use marijuana because you feel that it helps you in any way?
I absolutely do. I feel it helps me, but I don't know if that's the reason why I use it. But I do know, I don't know, but I feel that it helps me, yes.
How do you feel that it helps you, ma'am?
I feel that it calms me down, and it takes the urge to use other drugs away. It makes my life a lot more simpler and easy.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if it's helpful.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm not a scientist, but I do like to ask these questions on occasion because it does give us an understanding of the decisions that people are making. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rodriguez. Any further questions by board members for Mr. Rodriguez? Hearing no further questions. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, Ms. Rodriguez, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Is there anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself this morning?
I don't know if it's okay or not to feel complacent in the spot that I'm in at this time in my life, but whichever decision you, Your Honor, make, I will be okay with. And try to make better decisions in my future. But thank you very much, and I apologize that I've taken so much time to have to explain myself.
Well, thank you so very much, and you don't owe us an apology at all. In fact, it's been a pleasure talking with you. But at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, Mr. Rodriguez, and following our discussion, the board will be back with its decision whether to continue your community supervision or whether to revoke your community supervision. The board is now in discussion. I've enjoyed the opportunity of speaking with Ms. Rodriguez. I find her to be a very interesting person. She I think she understands quite well what her situation is. I think that she, for whatever reason, and I'm still not quite clear, maybe other board members are, she decided just to leave her mother's and to go and reside with a friend for 174 days. And as a result of that, she did not receive the approval of her parole officer to relocate, and as a result of that, we found her coming before the board today. I think that she admits herself that she has been on at some point in time some methamphetamine as well as some marijuana, and that she does not wish to take other medication. I think that she's. I think that she has a future before her. She has her kids out there, although they're teenagers. But at this time, I think, inasmuch as she did abscond for 174 days, inasmuch as she admitted that she used illegal substances, and also due to the fact that she will be out at the end of January, at any rate, if nothing goes wrong, I think it would be best for her to remain in and put together a plan so that when she gets out, she can be a normal, productive citizen. I think that's going to be left up to her, but she can work off her CO3 and be ready to get out and be clean and remain clean for the rest of her life, and to go out and draw portraits for others, as well as to make a some financial resources. But that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to make a motion. My motion is going to be to find that Ms. Rodriguez violated terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had lapsed into criminal ways, but the mere fact that she admits herself that she was using illegal substances, as in marijuana, as well as methamphetamine, as further that she absconded for 174 days, and we have no idea what she was doing, as she could have been doing something very professional, or she could have been doing something not acceptable. And with that being said, I'm further going to move to revoke her community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By unanimous determination of this panel, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out according to the Department of Corrections. You will come January the 31st of 2018, which is just a short time away. You're going to be out, Ms. Rodriguez. We wish you the best. As I've stated before, I hope that you'll work with your CO3 and put together a plan so when you get out, you can be successful and you will be able to talk and meet with your kids and provide them with food and be able to continue your professional work as an artist. Good luck, and your hearing is over. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And please put the CO3.
CO3, she wants to talk to you. She's going to ask you to talk to her.
Okay, we'll be delighted to. Put her on. Thank you.
Okay, let me get her.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.